And I want to welcome him on right now. Mike Cooper, you there, Mike?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Glad to have you. So, I feel like my family's done well. They've stayed put. They're doing what they're supposed to do. I've been the one doing the grocery shopping. Nobody else has been going. My son told me last night he doesn't think he's, my oldest said he doesn't think he's put on shoes in 3 weeks. And I get this sense they're kind of hitting the wall. You know what I mean? Like, I think we've done great so far, but it's like this this sense of, oh my gosh, I'm going to go crazy if I stay in this house any longer. And yet, you know, we've still got a good ways to go. Everybody's just going to have to keep doing what they're supposed to do.
Yes, we do. And we've been spared, too. I've basically been the one going out every day. As you know, I've been at Coop Drive every day. Managing the day-to-day business of government. We still have people working and making sure government is running. But, yes, we do need to stay at home. We do need to continue to practice the social distancing and the stay-at-home policy so that we can maintain what we have now. The numbers are leveling out. But all of our models are based on continuing to do so for the next 2 to 3 weeks and beyond.
And the, you know, it'd be a shame if we misstep now, right? I mean, you know, the idea is we've got to see this thing through.
Yes, we do. It's tempting, particularly now. This is a so-called three-day weekend, and it's tempting to go out and to want to have large family or social gatherings. And to enjoy the weather. I believe it's going to be nice part of the weekend. So it's hard to do so, but we've got to take the personal responsibility and make the personal sacrifice to get us through this so that we can get back to some sort of normalcy in the next few weeks.
What is your sense as you look around the parish? Are you getting one question more than others from folks in terms of what they're curious about or what they don't understand as we go through this?
Yeah, most of the questions are, when do you think we can to start to get back to some sort of normalcy, maybe start to open some of our businesses, maybe start to just go back to work? Or to go to church, or to go to the gym. When can we start doing that? I don't believe we'll be able to do that in the next couple of weeks, but if we continue to sacrifice the next few weeks, we may be able to start doing some things while maintaining the social distancing. We may not be able to shake hands and hug in the next months to come. You know, I think this is always going to be on our mind about the spread of the virus or any other type of flu or anything like that. So I think this is going to be a new normal for us once we get back going again.
All right. Anything else you wanted to share with everybody before I let you go? And then I guess enjoy your weekend. I assume you're having a quiet weekend at home as well, just like the rest of us.
Well, it is a holiday, so I will not be going in to the office today. I don't plan to. Last night or early morning, we had some power outages in St. Tammany. Some 300 plus people were out. I was out. I was awakened in the early morning hours. We still have under 400, I believe, in the Clico area that are still without power. Again, it's a weekend. Avoid non-essential trips to the grocery store. Or any other place. If you do go to the grocery, like you said earlier, one person, one buggy, one trip per week, that will limit the social contact. And current information can be found on our website, stpgov.org, or watch Charter Spectrum, Channel 710, which always has updates. And I want to wish everybody a happy Easter.
All right. It's certainly going to be a different Easter, but there you go. I appreciate your time this morning. I hope you and your family are safe, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Yes, we'll Talk to you Monday morning, if not before.
All right, thank you. There's Parish President Mike Cooper. He's calling in to chat with us, give us an update on what's happening here locally in St. Tammany Parish. We'll be back with Mayor Villery from the city of Mandeville right after this.